This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
With the understanding that correlation is not causality, here are two things that happened today. No, wait, actually three now that I think about it. Thing one is that General Motors said this morning that it's bringing back its quarterly dividend after suspending it early in the pandemic to hang on to its cash. Thing number two is that the company is also going to bump up what it calls opportunistic share repurchases. That is them, not me saying that. Buying back as much as $5 billion worth of their own stock. Oh, and thing three is that GM shares popped a bit more than 2.5% today on that news. Corporate share buybacks do not have the best of reputations, as we know. Marketplace's Lily Jamali explains why we love to hate them.
When companies have cash to spare, buying back shares is one way executives can reward shareholders. It's a move that can boost the share price. But critics say there are better ways to spend that cash.
Every dollar that goes into share buybacks is a dollar that's taken away from something else.
Nico Luciani of the Roosevelt Institute says GM, for example, could use the $5 billion it's just set aside for buybacks to pay its workers more, reduce prices, or bolster key initiatives like a deeper push into electric vehicles.
That's $5 billion that could be going into really accelerating the pace of getting those EVs, their new EVs, out into the market.
The company is moving forward with its EV plans, says GM spokesman Jim Kane. Its first battery plant is set to open within days in Ohio, with more underway.
The investments have reached a critical mass, and the earnings are so strong, it means there is capital we can return to shareholders while keeping all our other investments on track.
Buybacks may not be popular with everyone, but Charles Elson of the University of Delaware says they're a critical tool.
If you don't return money to the investor, then no one's going to invest. And then you're not going to have any sort of business going forward. Or the products that you produce won't be produced.
One other critique is that executives use buybacks to juice a company's stock price, often right around the time earnings season rolls around. Alice Boname of the University of Arizona says there's one other thing to keep in mind.
There's this idea that, you know, I reduce the number of shares and bing, my stock price is going to go up, but the value of the firm has also gone down.
GM didn't say in its announcement what the timeline for its buyback program will look like. The newly passed Inflation Reduction Act includes a 1% tax on stock buybacks that kicks in next year. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.